Epilogue, Half Belonging in the World. In 2012, I visited Toronto with my mother. We had dinner at the same elegant hotel where we had been treated so kindly more than two decades earlier, when she had moved us across the country in distress. I don't think she remembered the place, but I did. I did not want to remind her, so I simply watched her enjoy the ambiance of the hotel restaurant. We had a beautiful meal and enjoyed our time together, laughing about family stories and crying as we shared stories of our difficult past. As I continue to face the effects of occupation and displacement in my family, I need to share the complexity of my individual and our collective experiences as Palestinians. From Edmonton to Hebron, every Palestinian I meet is affected in some way by the occupation. I saw this during my time as a young returnee in Palestine, and I have seen it more recently while working as an instructor in the Gulf. Meeting Palestinians, other Arabs, exposes me to the spectrum of care and dignity in Arab cultures. My parents struggled to repair, reclaim, and represent this, both before and after being displaced to Canada. The relative stability of a Palestinian family in the diaspora changes people's lives, but not their collective memory. Passports are granted, temporary shelter is offered, and reunions are made possible. As Palestinians in exile, away from the occupied territories, we sit together, share food, and pray for our families in the diaspora and the homeland. We pray that our efforts will secure our territory and sustain our culture for future generations. Home and land are inseparable in our psyches and hearts. In a different region, like Jordan, Canada, or Syria, a tent, a concrete shelter, or a house might feel familiar or even comfortable, yet we inherit this fragmentation like cuttings from uprooted saplings. Until we return to the original soil that has nourished our ancestors, we wait and struggle in the long shadow of the Nakba tree. Acknowledgements. I would like to thank my mentor, elder brother, and Uncle Yazan Haymour, the Arab Prince of Edmonton. He was the one who initially encouraged me to finish this important work and who supported me throughout its writing. I am also grateful to my good friend Simon Mall, who spent many nights reviewing specific sections and providing me with feedback. I would like to extend my deepest thanks to Peter Midgley and to the serendipity that brought us together. His insights, challenges, and recommendations have ultimately produced a richer and more compelling narrative that will, I hope, contribute to a much larger commentary on the Palestinian Nakba. Last, I owe a special thanks to Pamela Hallway at Athabasca University Press, who believed in this project and gave me the opportunity to share it with the world. This has been Under the Nakba Tree, Fragments of a Palestinian Family in Canada by Mu'afa Saeed Hausa, narrated by Paul Deuter. Originally published by AU Press. Audiobook recorded by the Canadian National Institute for the Blind.